USA Radio News.
Some members of the GOP are vowing to investigate Hillary Clinton if the Republican Party gains control in this year's midterm elections. Representative Dan Bishop of North Carolina, who will be on the House Judiciary Committee next year, spoke to Newsmax on Tuesday.
Everything the president said about being spied on, his intuition was exactly right. This is the worst scandal in American, political scandal in American history. It makes Watergate look like nothing. And, to your question about whether people will see consequences, we are going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to send the subpoenas. We're going to find out the full extent of what has happened.
Ukraine has experienced recent cyber attacks. On Tuesday, Ukraine's private bank, the country's Ministry of Defense and Armed Forces, and a separate bank were victimized. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroof from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
As Democratic-run states start to lift COVID-19 mandates, Dr. Anthony Fauci weighed in on masks being optional.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he understands why states are starting to loosen mask mandates. The White House's chief medical advisor saying the CDC still recommends wearing masks, but COVID cases are trending downward. The federal mask mandates for places under federal jurisdiction, such as planes, are set to expire next month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Rising prices for lumber are once again adding to worries of soaring home prices. Sawmills cannot keep up with demand. Wildfires wrecked inventory and tariffs have doubled on Canadian lumber. Prices are 22% higher than in early December, and they've risen 34% this month so far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Inflation in the U.S. is continuing to creep upward.
Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1% from December. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8 recorded in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared in the past year at its highest rate in more than four decades. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
COVID-19 restrictions shut down Mardi Gras parades and carnivals in cities worldwide last year, but the tradition is making a comeback. City officials in New Orleans are prepping for celebrations to resume this year. One resident spoke to Fox News.
When people think of New Orleans, they come to New Orleans to figure out and learn the different layers of our history and our traditions and our culture. And if we don't continue to perform and show up and show out, this history will go without being said. It's to be shown to the world.
New Orleans city officials said people must show their vaccine card or negative COVID-19 test to enter bars or restaurants. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.